What's up, team? Today we're going to discuss why LinkedIn. And a lot of you ask, do we love LinkedIn? Is LinkedIn something we're really passionate about? I want to take you back. You know, some of you have got a large kind of listening base or a significant increase in downloads over the last few weeks and months. And some of you may not know the backstory. So I just want to really briefly explain why LinkedIn or why we moved to LinkedIn. So in 2021, I came for a two-week holiday to Dubai with my ex-girlfriend at the time. We were together a few years and we had just escaped lockdown a little, came to Dubai, and I really liked Dubai. I thought it was cool. It was safe. It didn't rain. I'm Irish, obviously, so any place that doesn't rain is a nice place to be. It was clean. Everything was convenient. It was a lot nicer than I thought it would be. And we couldn't go back to the UK because of lockdown. Basically, the UK went into a red list, which basically meant that we needed to stay in a hotel back in the UK if we wanted to move back there. That was not something I was keen to do. So we ended up renting or booking out a hotel for like 2 to 3 months. It's a 5-star hotel downtown. I'm like, wow, okay, this is expensive, but if I make some deals, it'll pay it off. It'll make sense. And while I was here, I realized that I could set my business up out here and save a lot of money in tax, maybe hundreds of thousands, probably more than few hundred thousand dollars a year on tax. And that was the decision. Now, most of, if not all, maybe 95 to 99% of the money that we'd ever made at that point came from my Instagram account. And I basically signed up for a software that filters your inbox. And it pinged a verification code and it came up on my phone and said, is this you? And I didn't recognize it immediately at the time. And I said, no. And then that basically meant I was locked out of my Instagram account because they, for safety reasons, they sent a verification code to my UK number at the time, which I had no longer access to because we'd been in Dubai 2 months or so, and I'd moved my number over. So that was ideal, not. So I couldn't access my Instagram account, obviously because Meta, were in a frenzy with lockdown. They were short staff, and it took me a year to get my Instagram account back. Bear in mind, at this point, I just bought $1 million apartment, and I need to put $500,000 down in cash and pay the other half off over a year. No mortgage because I just moved here. Obviously, it turned out to be an amazing investment because it's almost $2 million in value now. So I've basically doubled my money. Easiest $1 million ever made. That's beside the point. So I was panicking because I needed to pay off this apartment and my Instagram account went down. So we looked around, looked at our current existing clients in my fitness business, by the way. This is all fitness business. And we decided to sell a high ticket program for $5,000. Pounds, I think at the time, pounds, dollars at the time for the year. We sold 20 people of our existing clients on this higher tier program. We upsold them for the year, made $100,000 in like 2 to 3 days. I was like, okay, there's something to this. This makes sense. What have we just done here? And that was done out of necessity at the time. And then I realized, okay, where would all the people who paid us this 5K, where would we find them in real life online? And it just clicked. I was like, LinkedIn. But I was like, I don't know anything about LinkedIn. And I'm like, well, my belief is that to make $1 million, you just need to book calls and close calls. So considering we knew how to close calls, the goal then was to go, okay, well, we just need to learn how to book calls on LinkedIn. It can't be that fucking hard. And that's what we did. And 9 months later, we'd made over $1 million and I never went back. Now, what's really important here is it wasn't that LinkedIn was so good. It was that anyone worth their salt in business knows that it's better to sell a higher tier, more exclusive thing. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, no, I like my low ticket clients, you do now until you're burnt out. You've got way too many clients. Then you need to hire other people. Okay, then you need to hire other coaches and then you need to manage them. And then some of them leave. Some of them take your clients. Some of them need to get paid more, want to get paid more, want a pay rise. All of this stuff amounts. And it's very obvious in a coaching system the profit that you can make on high ticket is exponential. And it is about profit, because without profit, the business won't run. If something happens, if let's say the average person right now is selling, fitness professional, let's say, selling way too cheap on a Instagram or Facebook platform, they've got way too many clients, their service is going to suffer if they want to scale. They now have VAT bills, income tax bills. If they want to hire other people, they're now struggling to sell clients to someone else, and it just becomes an absolute mess. And what you're actually getting when you calculate, and this is really important, if you calculate the profit that you make in a business like that and you divide it by the amount of hours that you work on a weekly or monthly basis, you're working for like £15 an hour. I'll promise you, if you do that math, you'll see. If you're working all of those hours, let's say you make 2K profit a month, okay? So that's £500 profit a week, okay? If you work 50 hours, which almost everyone who owns their own business does, you're making £10 an hour profit. Like, that's just absolutely ridiculous. So do the math. If you're making 4K profit a month, it's a £1,000 profit a week. And even if you work 50 hours, which is on the low end, you're making £20 an hour. You could get that in working in New Look or River Island or Sephora or somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? This is bonkers. So you need to look at the structure. And what we realized is that it wasn't that we loved LinkedIn necessarily. It was that high ticket was the way to scale an online fitness business to the point where we had decent profit margin. Now, you also have to bear in mind that at this point, I wasn't taking sales calls and I wasn't coaching people. I was a CEO. Very few people, or very few of you listening to this, are at that stage. And I would assume that most of you want to get there, where you have a team that does everything. Now, if you're doing the coaching and you're doing the sales calls and you're doing the lead gen, that's great for now. But when you decide you want to scale yourself out and have a family and travel the world, you now have to pay those people. You'll have to pay an appointment setter, you'll have to pay a closer, you'll have to pay a coach. When you do that, if you're selling low ticket, all of a sudden that's eating into your profit margin and you'll end up with nothing. What'll happen then is you are taking all of the risk and all of your team are getting paid and you're barely getting paid yourself to own the system. So we realized that high ticket was the way. And it wasn't that we loved LinkedIn, it's just that we knew that the people who could afford high ticket for this space were clearly on LinkedIn. So we navigated over there. And for those of you, obviously, who've been through our blueprint, we've just moved over to School, which has been acquired in part by Alex Hormozi and Sam Ovens. They're the two main shareholders in School. It's an awesome community group. Basically, it's like a Facebook group, but better. It's a software, and if you haven't, you should download it on your phone. It's a really good app. It's called School, S-K-O-O-L. If you click the link below, you'll get access to our blueprint, which talks you through for free, step by step, how we moved onto LinkedIn and made $1 million. It goes through various different aspects of, let's say, our system. It's also got a great community group. You know, it's built where you can ask questions for free, of course. But inside the classroom, inside our blueprint, it's broken down into the content strategy for LinkedIn, then the connection strategy for LinkedIn, an offer strategy, a lead generation strategy, the sales strategy, the coaching strategy, a hiring strategy, and an automation strategy. So we break down, I've broken down each of those, generally speaking, in about a 15 to 20 minute video each on how to summarize how we did that. Now, obviously, you know, some of our clients in one of our paid programs will have, you know, more extensive contact with us. They get unlimited calls and all of that stuff. But this isn't to kind of plug our paid program. This is to try and get you guys into the free content and maybe have a little nose around and see how you can try LinkedIn yourself to be successful. And for most of you, you haven't made a sale on LinkedIn yet, and that's cool. So jump inside the blueprint. It's absolutely free. And let us coach you and help you to get to your first sale, your first five sales on LinkedIn. Again, for us, that boils down to being able to sell high ticket, or learning to sell high ticket is one part. But then obviously getting the calls booked on LinkedIn is the other. And again, book calls, close calls is the most important thing. You focus on those two things, you make $1 million. So the course will help you with both, specifically how to use LinkedIn to book high quality prospects onto your calendar, and then also navigate and show you how you can close or sell high ticket and what sort of frameworks that we use. I hope that's useful. I just wanted to clarify that because a lot of people think that we just were obsessed with LinkedIn. It's more that we know that high ticket is the most profitable way, done ethically with great results. And the best place to find the people who can pay those prices are LinkedIn. That's just it. So click link below, jump in. It's absolutely free. School is an awesome software. I'm sure most of you listening to this know Alex Hormozi. He would not have bought a significant percentage of School if he didn't think that School as a platform was an amazing place for businesses. So we're super excited. We're so happy that we moved over there. The community seems to be great. Don't take my word for it. Jump in, have a look, and learn how we can help you on LinkedIn for free. Peace.